Here's the last. They go to the left foot of Elgis. Touchdown. It's picked up by Dillon. It's with James Roberts. Roberts away. Roberts will get there. You cannot believe it. Dillon with the touchdown and Roberts with the hat trick to win it for Brisbane.
They've given it. They gave the try.
What a conclusion it was. What a thriller. The Queenslanders going at it. The Broncos 24 up against the Gold Coast 22. 5-4. My God, that seems like an age ago. But a man who would have been enthralled with that contest is Kevin Walters, the Queensland Origin coach. And Brisbane got the job done again. G'day, Kevy.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, only just, didn't they? It took them all of 79 minutes and got over the line in the end, which I'm not sure who deserved to win the game, really, because Broncos had some good chances and they spilled them, but also the Coast were so defiant, weren't they? Everything that they did. So, yeah, it was a great game of footy.
I actually felt for the Titans. I thought they deserved to win that game.
Yeah, well, they did. They created enough opportunities and they probably should have went on with it, to be fair, but they just couldn't quite finish the game off. Matt Gillett, what a play from him, played in the game to charge down the kick, and then Roberts did the rest. He still had a lot to do, James Roberts, when he got the ball. And oh, yeah, I think he'd be two or three defenders to get to the line. So it was a, you know, it was a great play from the Broncos. But yeah, like you say, TK, I think the Coast would be licking their wounds a bit and thinking, well, that's one that got away from us.
Kevy, he's from Kempsey. That makes him a Queenslander, James Roberts.
Yeah, well, that's in Queensland, mate.
Apparently.
I believe he has been fishing up in the river, Tweed River. So that does qualify him. Yeah. That ticks one of the boxes, TK, as you know, mate.
Yeah, we went there for a holiday on the Gold Coast one weekend. That qualifies him, so he's off.
Yeah, that's in Queensland, mate. That's the saying. That's in Queensland.
He's off contract in this year. Do you get in and re-sign him now, or do you see how he keeps going throughout the year? He's had a bit of an up-and-down career on and off the field, but when he's firing, he's very good.
Yeah, look, I think the Broncos would be, you know, obviously, I believe they've already begun negotiations with him. He's a great young talent. He's never really sort of settled down off the field, but I think he's got that, you know, in the process now where he's doing everything that he should be doing. And, you know, the results are coming for him on the field, aren't they? Because he's scored 6 tries in 7 games. And, you know, I think he's a real threat for Brisbane on that right side. And he reminds me a lot, if he can get his game together, of the great Steve Renouf. You know, those sort of players, they're just so good on their feet. They're fast. And they bounce in and out of games as well. And when you least expect it, they come up with a play that really can hurt you.
Is he good enough to play Origin?
Yeah, I think so. I think Laurie's pretty blessed, and less New South Wales are as well. They got some great right centres. You know, Joey Leilua is there as well. And of course, the incumbent, Josh Dugan. You know, there's plenty of depth there for New South Wales. But I guess down the track, you know, long term, he's a future rep player, that's for sure. If he can continue on the pathways that he are and stay clean and have a good lifestyle off the field, he can be really anything, James Roberts. He's got that speed that he just can't, just puts him at another level when he really wants to use it properly.
Kevin, saw you on NRL 360 yesterday. We were all talking about Mitchell Moses. Do you release him or do you not? If you're Ivan Cleary, what do you do?
No, I think being the new coach, you know, I think he needs to have a sit down and have a good discussion on where Moses is with things. Been a lot of speculation with the press about, you know, him leaving and wanting to leave the club, but is that really true? I think he's, from all reports, a decent young fella. And maybe he's just got a bit mixed up with what's happened at the Tigers, a little bit of lack of direction from those above him. I think a good, solid conversation with the new coach might change things a bit, but on the flip side of it, from the Tigers' point of view, you don't really want a player in your ranks if he's not, his heart and soul isn't in it. I guess they could start rebuilding for next year if they do decide to release him. But I wouldn't be releasing a player of his calibre to assist another club, even if it is short term. The Tigers, you know, need to be winning football games, and their best option to do that is with Mitchell Moses in their footy side.
I don't think I'd let him go.
No, I don't think you can. I don't think they're in a position where they can get rid of him.
No, they're not going that good. They can get rid of their playmaker in Mitchell Moses. Mate, Brisbane, it seems like an age ago as well, mate. Late Thursday, it was confirmed that Jack Bird is leaving the Cronulla Sharks at the end of the year. He'll go to the Brisbane Broncos. Have they promised him a halves position, Kevy?
No, I don't think they have, TK. I think all they've done is just signed a very good player.
Oh, yeah.
A young player, an Origin player, a premiership player. So ticks of, you know, a lot of the boxes in league, you know, about his quality. He's still only 22 years of age. So, you know, I think the good coaches realise and understand that for them to be successful, they need good players. And he's in that category, isn't he? He's got a wonderful talent. And I guess being so versatile, that makes him even more important to a club. With, if you've got an injury somewhere, well, he can just quickly adjust out. Already we've seen him play fullback at the top level and very successfully in the centres, in the halves, in the back row. So the only place I don't think he has played is front row. And I'm not saying he can't play there either, but even hooker, I think he could handle that at a pinch, you know, in a game if you lose your number nine. So what a valuable asset for the Broncos to pick up. And you can understand why Shane Flanagan and the Sharks are disappointed that they have lost him, but a great pickup for the Broncos all the same.
Kev, all the cynics will say that the Broncos, you know, have got deep pockets, plenty of third parties, they can throw, you know, the bank at a player like Jack Bird.
That's true.
That said, though, it is true, but, you know, as someone who knows the Broncos, they've got a good sell, you know, good club, good coach. Oh. You know, how much do you think that comes into it, being able to sell
that's a huge advantage for the Broncos. And always has been over there since their inception way back in 1988. They've got, you know, really solid financial background to them all. You know, there's no... And the third-party agreements that they can secure are probably a little bit better than some of the other clubs have access to. So, you know, it's a big advantage for the Brisbane, but they're using it to their advantage, and particularly with Wayne Bennett there as well. I guess he's a... He's one of the better coaches in the NRL, so he's a big draw card. It's a one-team town as well, which always makes it important for players. So, you know, there's plenty of areas there where the Broncos have a little bit of an advantage, but, I mean, that's the way it is at the moment. I guess things will change if another team does come into Brisbane or into this region here, but at the moment it's all one-way traffic for the Broncos, and that's the way it's always been from the year dot.
One of the better coaches.
Well, he's pretty good, isn't he? He's won 6 or 7 premierships, and just got that aura about him that you know players want to come to. And you know, along with that, he knows that Bird knows, and this likewise at Cronulla, he's coming to a team that has got some rep players in there, so his football is going to move forward that way. And you know, I think there's plenty of things, like you say, to like about the Broncos, except if you come from down south.
Yeah, probably right. But aura is a very, very important topic you brought up, Kevy, because I think it is vitally important for a coach. You've got to be given the chance to create that aura yourself. But let's talk about Anthony Griffin, a former Broncos coach who got shown the door because Wayne Bennett was going back there. At the Penrith Panthers at the moment, mate, they're 2 wins from 7 matches. They're under the pump. I'm wondering whether Anthony Griffin's got the aura about him to make that club recover.
Well, yeah, I think we've got to give Anthony the time to do that. Last year was a great year for the Panthers.
Yes.
They finished high in the rankings, and this year, before a ball was kicked, you know, everyone was touting the possible premiership or grand finalist or top four. So, and we're only a third of the way through the season. So I think, you know, to be fair to Anthony and the Panthers, we've probably got to judge them after 20 weeks or, you know, a good part of the season, see where they're at then. They've got time to recover, you know, the little mess that they're in. And it's only a little mess too. They've had the last couple of weeks, I know they've been belted, but they have played the grand finalists from last year who are in pretty good form themselves. So, you know, I think we've got to give them a little bit of time. And they've had some disruptions too with their captain, a little misbehaviour off the field, which can happen to a club as well. And that's a little bit disrupting. But I think it's a little bit bumpy at the moment for the Panthers. But I'm expecting them to bounce back, you know, in the next 3 or 4 weeks with some better performances. That'll be followed by some wins. And who knows after that, because they certainly are a very exciting young team. So I guess it is up to Anthony and his coaching credentials to get that team back on track, and we'll give him the space at the moment that he needs to try and sort that out.
Does he take the captaincy off Matt Moylan?
No, I wouldn't think so. Matt's their best player. He's their most influential player on the field, and I think that should be the captain who's doing that. So, you know, he's still only a young guy, Matt Moylan. I think he's 23 or 24, so he's still learning about himself, let alone the Panthers team and the club. So we'll give him a little bit of space as well. I'm sure he'll bounce back. He showed last year through the Origin series, Matt Moylan, the type and the quality of player that he is. So I think he just needs to adjust himself a little bit off the field. And again, there'll be some great benefits for that on the field for him and the Panthers club.
They've got the Broncos next week.
Yeah, well, the Broncos have had a, a tough start to the year, haven't they? But they played the top four from last year, and they snuck home last week against the Gold Coast. So, you know, it's going to be a great matchup between them. Broncos play South this week.
Followed by
Penrith.
Followed by Penrith.
A big couple of weeks for the Broncos as well in this competition. It just goes to show you, you know, I know there's been a couple of standout teams so far in the Storm and the Sharks in recent weeks, and of course the Dragons. But outside of those three, there's been some indifferent performances from some teams, and it just makes this competition great. You've got to be there every week and aiming up. And if you don't, you pay the consequences. And I think that's been the case for the Panthers. They haven't quite been at their best. Not that far off, listening to Wade Graham's comments the other day about how dangerous they can be. But the Sharks are such a good defensive team that they just shut them out. And they did that the other night. But that won't continue for the Panthers. They've got too many good players in their side.
Just last one for me. What do you think of the Sharks? They just have continued on from last year, if not even better. The way that they've been playing. They're just a relentless, serious football team, aren't they?
Well, they're bloody ruthless. That's what they are. Mm. You know, to go down to Melbourne and win the way they did and then to back that up again. I just like the way they're defending and their aggressiveness, particularly Wade Graham. I mean, poor old Laurie's got a bit of a headache there with him and Boyd Cordner on that left side. Someone's going to have to either move or adjust somewhere else because he's just... we saw him harass the living daylights out of Cooper Cronk against the Storm. This is Wade Graham, of course, and then last week again with the Penrith halves, he just just took them out of the game with his defence, his aggressive, in your face style. And then when he gets a chance, an opportunity with the ball, he plays like a half or a 5'8" with his skills and his strength. So he's been a valuable player for them the last couple of years, and I think he's grown again this year at the Sharks. Wade Graham, and he's certainly proving that on the field.
Always a issue when you hear the Queensland Origin coach rapping blokes
rapping
from New South Wales.
Well,
I'm just last night I was just googling where he's actually born and where he comes from. It's the middle of Blacktown, so I don't know if that's in Queensland.
Of course it is. Of course it is. A little bit like Papua New Guinea. Good on you, Kevy.
Yeah, no worries, gents. Have a great day.
Really enjoy him, Kevy. He's doing well. He's, Kevin Walters, Queensland Origin coach.
I do like seeing him and Laurie on the same panel on NRL 360.
In the mix?
In
the mix?
What do you mean?
Everyone's in the mix.
Everyone's in the mix.
For Laurie.
You and I are in the mix.